Hey, it's Allegra, and welcome to the October audio content for Small Steps, Big Magic, Crafting a Life That Sparkles. I'm sure you know what I'm gonna say. I'm so excited. The thing about working with the Wheel of the Year is that it's such a powerful archetype for so many aspects of our life that it is constantly recurring, and you can see how it plays out and how you are able to put it to use in so many different ways of your life. So this month for October, we're going to be talking about friends. That's the pillar of health that we're going to focus on this month. And as all the pillars do, it can be interpreted in a lot of different ways. So there's, of course, the literal concept of just having friends and a social network, which study after study has shown that strong friendships support a healthy, happy life at all ages, and in particular, as we age, actually, they become more and more important. And I sometimes wonder if that is partly because it's hard to maintain friendships, and so there becomes a marked difference in the quality of your life if you were someone who was maybe not investing and being intentional with your friendships in the younger days, and so they can more easily fall to the wayside as you get older, as the responsibilities of adulting make more demands of your time, as your stress increases. Sometimes as we go through difficult times, especially if they're extended, unfortunately this can test our friendships, and at our time of highest need, we can even lose friendships because of just that, because we're needing, and if we haven't been tending to the friendships, you know, or they're not long and sustained, people, you know, might get the sense that this is just a one-way street, versus if they're longer term, people are going to know there's give and their take, and this is just a hard time. So there's lots and lots of complicating factors with friendships and our social network. Of course, the idea of friends extends beyond a one-to-one friendship or even a circle of friends to your greater community. And the pillar of health of friends and friendship also includes community. So these can be the people that you are integrated with in your day-to-day life that you're not necessarily spending time with outside your, you know, habits and you know, regular schedule and circumstances. So these are colleagues from work, maybe a faith community that you're a part of. For me, my book club, I've been in several. They haven't all lasted, but some of them have gone strong for a very long time. And so usually in a group like that, there are the people that you're actively friends with, and then people that they're actively friends with, and by way of the group, you extend your network to include all of the people, right? Just the same as a work situation, you only know them through work, but you see them all the time, so you're growing closer with them. And especially if you're in a more supportive work environment, that can be a very strong network. And any kind of faith or spiritual community, you know, whether you're part of a church or part of a coven or just part of a meditation group, or you know, and by church really I just mean a house of worship. There's many different ways that this can present itself too. And so the best thing to do for focusing on this pillar of health is to look at ways that you can cultivate a supportive community around you, right? Are you limited to just your immediate friends? Do you work with other people. I mean, now in this day and age with the internet, a lot of us are working at home and we're not even getting the chance to get to know other people. So to strengthen this pillar of health, if you're an extrovert, your homework this month, your assignment is going to be so fun for you and you're going to love it because it's going to rejuvenate and energize you. And if you're an introvert and being social can be a little more draining for you, well, be creative in how you make it work for you. I know most of my introvert friends are awesome in small group settings and they are more drained by large group settings. So the level of intimacy can vary. You don't have to do anything that causes more stress. I'm all about alleviating stress. I'm pretty sure you know that by now. So look to the pillar of friendship as an opportunity to assess the role of friends and community in your life. Is it where you want it to be? Is there room for improvement? I am a friend collector. Personally, I am an extrovert. Less so as I get older. I'm still an extrovert. So I've heard two different things. I've heard that people just move more towards the center line in most aspects of their life as they get older. But I have tended to observe that unless you're already quite far on the introvert side, most people become more introverted as they age. That's been my observation. But whatever the case is, these things do change over time. And they change with our life circumstances, right? You might consider yourself an introvert when you work in an office with 2,000 people and, you know, maybe have to go to a lot of meetings. But if you suddenly start working from home by yourself, you might realize you're a little more of an extrovert than you thought, right? So there are so many circumstances that affect how we live. And I also think a lot of people maybe don't know. If you haven't ever looked into it, some people think introvert means that you're shy or you don't like talking to people. It's not exactly that. The most widely accepted definition in the sort of self-development world, for sure, and I think more psychology as well, is that if you're an extrovert, you're energized by being around other people. And if you're an introvert, you're energized by being alone. So it's really more about how you restore and regenerate yourself. And everybody needs to be with other people and needs to be alone. We all have needs on both ends of the spectrum because we're humans and we're complex. And we need to nurture the ability to spend time with our own selves and be comfortable with ourselves, and we need to nurture spending time with others and creating connections in our lives. So, if you never like to be alone, then you actually have the sort of opposite level of work to do on this month, and maybe assessing the quality of friendships, because if you never want to be alone, you might be compromising the quality of those connections just to have somebody to be with. And just, you'll need to be learning to be a friend to yourself. And if you don't socialize as much as what you think might be your ideal or beneficial to you, then you're going to be reaching out to people, taking a risk, and trying to foster up some new connections. There are also opportunities to look into groups to join, right? So groups are a great way. There are some wonderful resources on developing meaningful friendships. Some things that actually, this is a studied topic, and I don't remember the author's name, and I don't even remember the name of the book, but she also has a website called Girlfriend Circles, and she wrote a book about what makes meaningful friendships. I don't think it's called Girlfriend Circles. I don't think the book is called that. It's called Friendships Don't Just Happen. That's the name of the book, right? Because I think she definitely nailed it there, we think that they should, right? Because when we're young, they do. Oh, I'm in class with you, we're friends, right? It's just this sort of automatic thing. But they don't happen automatically as we get busier, as we age, as we develop our stronger sense of identity, all these things. But there are things that can foster friendship more easily. Spending time together, which is why a workplace is a wonderful place to create new friendships. A weekly group, even monthly, if you stay committed to the group for a long term. So a monthly book club. I personally made friends and thoroughly enjoyed my time in Toastmasters, which is a weekly public speaking organization that relies on the power of the group to function, and the cost to join are minimal. There's other, if you're in business, networking groups, you can really find some wonderful heart-centered, connection-based networking groups. Not all of them, right? I mean, I have friends who do direct sales. Okay, I'm not talking about you if you're my friend. But oh man, there are some networking groups that are filled up with people trying to sell you their protein powder or get you to join their team. And as soon as they say, it's not like multi-level marketing. It's not like an MLM, run the other way, because you know they're lying. Okay, some of them actually are a different model, like a licensing agreement or something, but still, whatever, if they're trying to get you to sign up for something the first time you meet them, they're not trying to connect with you. They're just trying to get your pocketbook. So obviously you want to look for meaningful connections, people that are focused on getting to know you, you getting to know them. And it might take a few tries. You know, you don't have to just join the first group that you come across. You know, go once or twice and see how it feels. See if you're connecting with people. Ask somebody at your workplace to grab a coffee, or, you know, leave for lunch one day and just hang out and get to know each other. So these are the kind of homework assignments that you want to consider looking into for this month. If you are part of already a community that you know is supportive, if you have a lot of strong friendships already and you don't feel that you need to expand or alter this realm, then this is a perfect opportunity to look at the complementary point on the opposite side of the calendar, the wheel of the year. I actually think last month I might have calculated wrong, because the 6 month away point of October is April, and it is freely giving gifts, which is generosity, but also gratitude and abundance are whoa. Okay, you know I'm out in the woods when I make these messages for you, and it's been raining, very unusual, the amount of rain we've had in 2018, 2019 in San Diego, California, and I am like slipping and sliding out here. So, I have explained this before, but there's kind of the idea of the yin and the yang, or the yin and the yang, however you pronounce it, right? So, they swirl back and forth from one to the other, and at the center point of the dark is a point of light, and at the center point of the light is a point of dark. And the same with the wheel of the year. We're moving into the fall season. The days are getting shorter. The long nights are getting darker. Well, they're not really getting darker, they're getting longer. But more darkness, less light. And yet the counterpoint to this is that point in spring. And so if you are already strongly supported by your friendships and your community, take a tip from the opposite wheel of the year point and send them thank you notes. Write your friends some notes, send them a postcard, treat them to a coffee, whatever it means to you to call somebody, call your friend that doesn't live near you and say hi, right? And just express that gratitude. It's really powerful to express it outwardly and to tell them that you appreciate them for being your friend. And it's just nearly as powerful if you just make a point to reach out to them, right? So by calling them, it's an action that says, hey, I care about you and I'm happy that you're my friend. And you can just say that. You can say the words too. So on a phone, in a text, a note, a postcard, whatever. Leave a sticky note on your friend at work's desk and be like, hey, hope you're having a good day. There's so many ways to integrate this complimentary pillar of health into this month. And gratitude is part of cultivating a strong community. Gratitude is part of cultivating strong friendships, right? So these do go hand in hand. Of course, it's also October, and so Halloween happens this month. Usually, not too much emotional drama coming out around Halloween. I mean, it's annoying to be inundated with candy everywhere you go. So there is opportunity to reflect on how things have changed for you in the course of the past 9 months. How the scene, all that disgusting candy, right? I mean, look, I like to eat a piece of candy once in a while, but it is disgusting, all right? We can just acknowledge that. It's not even really food. I get a kick out of Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't adore everything she does, but there's some things I can appreciate. And she says that, how does she not want to eat junk food? She's like, oh, well, I don't even consider it food. And that's really helpful because it's really not. Okay, it's fun and it tastes good while it's in your mouth, but it's really not food. It's really not nourishment. And I did think that was a very simple and healthy perspective. And you don't have to do it with judgment, right? You can still eat it. It doesn't matter if you eat a few pieces of candy. It's the long-term 80% of what you do that matters, not the short-term 20%. You were busy or you were stressed or you just felt indulgent. It doesn't matter. So give yourself permission to enjoy some junk food if you want to. And give yourself permission to freaking throw it in the trash can because it's not food. It's not. And you actually can put it in the trash. So just a quick note to anyone that does have kids, especially young kids. I know my little Tasmanian devils are really obsessed with candy, one of them in particular. We do science experiments with ours. Okay, so there are always also creative solutions. I don't tend to want to give candy to other people. I know some people say take it into work or whatever, but if you don't want it, do all the people at your work really want it? And are you doing them a favor by giving it to them? Right? So just be honest, think about the big picture. One exception to that rule that I do feel okay with is there are programs that will send Halloween candy to the troops who are abroad. And look, if you're in the service and you're living abroad, eating candy, I mean, one, you're probably young and it's going to be less of a concern. And two, you know, it's kind of the least of your worries. So, and it's a taste of home, right? So there's kind of all these reasons, again, just looking at the big picture, why that still feels really good and authentic to me. Versus taking it into the office. I mean, maybe at your place of work, there are people who don't care and they really will enjoy it. In that case, take it in. But just don't pawn it off on someone else who you are already sure probably doesn't want it. Just throw it out. If you can't think of anyone who you really think wants it, throw it away. It's okay. I also will actually, because I don't overeat. There are certain types of candy that I will throw away because I will not stop eating them, but mostly I don't overeat them and I will actually hide them in a like way in the back of a closet too, because you know, sometimes you want to like be able to get a piece of candy out for kids, especially not very often, or like put it in something for fun or whatever. So, or actually my husband eats it too, right? So he knows where the hidden stash is. And he's a grown man, right? He can eat whatever much candy that he wants to eat. So that's fine. He can have it too, right? But the kids don't even know that it exists yet. Hopefully never. All right. So anyway, my point of sharing that is just that it really was about the science experiments. There's always creative solutions, right? So I know I'm not an advocate for food waste, throwing food away. You know, if it doesn't feel good, and I don't like to do it, and I don't generally encourage you to do it either, but when you're coming to terms with emotional eating, that is sometimes worth doing, and it can actually be really empowering to help you feel free of it. One, it's not in your house, it's not sitting out your work now, and two, it's kind of giving you the message of like, just because it's there, you don't have to eat it. And so, again, just thinking big picture, there are always exceptions to the rules, right? So just be open to new ideas. Be open to creative ideas. The science experiments to me was really a win-win because we'll see how things dissolve and discover what temperature things melt at and see if they float or sink and, you know, just, we do all kinds of different things with them. And it's a learning, my kids are now 5 and 7. So it's a learning experience for them. So I feel like it's put to good use too. And then they don't feel sad, right? Because I'm not just taking their candy away. They're excited to use it for this alternative purpose. So be creative. Search the internet, you know, what to do with this candy if you want more ideas. I mean, I don't know what we did before the internet. Just kidding. We probably had stronger relationships with our friends and community, and we went to them for ideas. So the perfect way to sum up this month's content. Of course, the last note, the color of the month is orange because it's Halloween and because it's fall, and it's a fun opportunity to play around with fun pantry upgrades in the color of orange. I mean, all the kinds of citrus, which is usually a winter crop, so some of it might be coming into season now. Although, of course, we can get things year-round for the most part, too. Tropical fruit also, mangoes and papayas. A lot of tropical fruit does grow year-round because their seasons are really just wet and dry versus temperature or light based, and it can be fun. I actually tend to eat more tropical fruit in the fall and winter because there's less fruit that's growing in my locality or my region, and so I can be kind of intentional about that and appreciating, you know, the yin yang point of contradiction, that in the depth of my winter I live in a world where I can have fruit shipped to me from the warm and sunny tropics, right? And so I can kind of appreciate that for what it is, as this counterpoint to my reality and my seasons. So have fun with that, play around with that, eat the tropical fruit if you like that idea, kind of focusing again on the gratitude and appreciation for modern miracles. And as always, have a good time. Can't wait to hear what you think, and talk to you again soon.